Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. It's Holly here with
Sarah.
Woo! And thank you guys so much for listening. This is Season 5, Episode 18, Regrets Only. And before we jump into the episode, we're going to take care of a little bit of business. We're going to run through our polls that we did last week on Twitter and give the results. And we have a new question, and we're also going to read some questions that we received from you guys. And really quickly, I just want to tell you where you can reach us on Twitter. We are at VPR Party Podcast. So hit us up there. We both have been psycho on Twitter. It's just like so exciting.
Our eyes are blurry at this point. Bloodshot and blurry from, well, it was like Bachelor Night and Vanderpump Night. And then it was a Watch What Happens Night. It's just like, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, my eyes are literally watering.
Yeah.
You can find us on Instagram at Vanderpump Rules Party. And our email is vanderpumprulesparty@gmail.com. And as always, you can leave us a voicemail at 805-VANDER-8. 805-VANDER-8.
Yeah, so hit us up because we will get back to you. We want to read more questions and tweets and things like that on the air, voicemails. So don't worry, we will, hit us up. We'll get back to you. We appreciate it because we are here as you are, as viewers, and want to hear what you think, because if you're thinking it, then probably someone else is thinking it, and
yes,
it should be talked about.
Yes. And thank you to all of our everyone who has left us a review on iTunes. It's helping us so much. If you guys could please take a second to do that for us, give us a 5-star rating and review, we would really appreciate it. And I know no one took me up on this, but if you would email me either your email address, so obviously I'd get your email address if you emailed us, but we would like to personally thank you guys. And Chad has promised to hook somebody up with a gift card or something for giving us a good review. So someone send me your address and I will send something out, I promise. So please screenshot that review, send it to us, email us, and we will take care of you. I don't think that's allowed, but we break the rules.
Really? I don't even know what's allowed.
Well, I think it's like in bad taste that you're like
frowned upon.
Yeah, we'll pay you.
So I do want to say the importance of reaching out and sending us your questions, your feedback, your comments, even if they're negative. Well, email us or tweet us. Would be preferred if that wasn't in the review, but it's a free speech. But so here's what happened. So my question got through to Andy Cohen this week, read on the air. Holly freaked out. Like, wait.
Anyways, it was such a moment. I mean, I've never witnessed
last week
something.
We had Daryl, our caller in, that has been leaving us messages, and he got on Andy. And so that was very exciting and cool.
Yes.
But tonight I did. So this is how it happens. Like, send us your questions. We'll answer, promote, maybe we'll ask Andy, you should ask Andy, we all ask Andy, and we'll
yeah,
get our
and
questions.
Whoever did the questions, whoever called in the questions for Jax tonight, good job. I'm sure that those are big time Vanderpump Rules fans that possibly listen to the podcast, so you sounded great out there. And it was fun watching them tonight, all the guys. It was an interesting show. So let's quickly go over our poll results from last week. I'll read them quickly. So the first one is, should Katie let go of the girl in Vegas story? And 74% said yes, let it go. And 26% said no. So everyone thinks, Katie, it's time to let it go. I mean, that's a pretty obvious
one.
Well,
I think I know who those people are because, we all have those friends that will never, ever let things like that go with their men.
Yes.
It's human nature.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So, and the next one was, do you think Stassi and Peter should rekindle their romance? And for a while, I was getting nervous on this poll. Like, it was a strong yes, but then yes ended up getting 35% and a no at 65%. So, sorry about that, Peter. You're out.
Yeah, I mean, based on her dates and conversation topics, I'm going to have to say Peter would be too much for her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what they would talk about, because at the restaurant, they probably have a lot to talk about, but it seems like he has other ventures. And
yeah, he has his magazine. He has, he's, you know,
movies, his magazines. Yeah.
He has, like, a lot going on.
She couldn't understand automating technology. And so I'm not quite sure that would work out.
Yeah. Okay. And then next one was, do you think Tom Schwartz is a battered wife? And 70% of you said yes, and 30% said no. And, you know, I have to say that I'm pretty sure I voted yes on that. But after this week and listening to some of his interviews and just hearing Schwartz's voice over and over,
yeah,
I'm starting to really lose my faith in him.
Yeah. Well, and first of all, like, battered wife is probably not the right term, because that offends everyone that actually is.
And yeah, physically, you know what?
Like,
that's
emotionally
true.
Abused, yes. Verbally abused, yes. Battered, like, indicates physical. And while she probably does hit him, he's probably, you know, it's probably, like, not. So we don't want to offend anyone who truly is in that situation.
No, no.
So, yeah, and he has, like, he does have his tequila Tom and brings his own stuff to this, to the scenes, and his, yeah,
he
his
just
voice.
Won't, yeah, his voice. Oh,
Baba, look at the dolphins.
And he did it again this episode. We'll get into that.
Look at the dolphins. And then she's like, I'm cold, because, you know, it is cold sometimes on the beach here. And he's like, I'm cold too. And she's like, well, just hold me. He's like, you hold me, Papa.
Oh, God. So gross. Oh, my God.
It's almost
I'm just not.
He's emasculating himself. She's not even doing it to him. He's emasculating himself the way Stassi emasculated her date by ordering his wine for him.
Yeah, like, I feel like for their honeymoon, when they go to Bora Bora, since we already know that, I feel like she's gonna carry him through the door.
Yeah,
like, I could totally see it. They'd be that's funny, Bubba. You know,
we're not here to body shame, but I did make a comment when they were at the beach that I'm quite sure Katie has a lot more muscle definition than Schwartz does. That him getting spray tan was, I was like, okay. I mean, like, no, who cares? Like, it's all. But he's a model, so when you're a model, you really probably should. Your body is your career, your tool.
Yeah, I didn't see him doing any push-ups before that photo
shoot.
Right,
Sandoval. And actually, Sandoval looked really good in that picture after he did that. Like,
and you know what? He looked really good at the beach, too, when he was, like, spraying himself. Like, yeah. It's a very strange feeling to me to even say that out loud, because I don't know. But him and Ariana have their ish looking good.
Yeah. I mean, and he did comment to Lisa. She's like, I don't think you need to do that. And he's like, Lisa, I've been modeling for 20 years. I know what it takes.
Yeah. Calm down.
Yeah. Calm down on that.
You don't know what it takes with your hair. So we don't know what else to believe.
I don't think I've ever seen him in an ad. It might have been like a, you know, like on Friends when Joey Tribbiani got his like first big like billboard. And he was all excited, but it was like for VD. And so, like, he'd be hitting on girls, and they're like, they look up at Times Square and they see his face on a big VD. Like, are you dating this man? You don't even know what I'm talking about.
No,
do you know who Joey Tribbiani is?
Yes, 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 I do.
Okay. So, you know how he was like a model and actor?
No, I didn't know that. I mean, I knew he was an actor, I didn't know he modeled.
Well, it's
same thing
when you're starting to do anything.
Okay.
So his big break was he got this venereal disease billboard, but it was in Times Square. It's like major. But then it like tarnished his game, because every girl he'd meet would see that billboard and he'd
my God, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Lisa Rinna and her little.
Her Depends or
got
whatever.
Got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So the last one.
I think Daryl will understand my reference.
Yes. I was just thinking, shit, Daryl's going to be like, he's going to leave us a voice and be like, I got that. Shoot.
Thank you. And Chad's going to get it.
Yes,
too.
Totally. Damn it. Okay. Should Katie and Schwartz bottle up their feelings and deal with them later or now? This one was pretty obvious. Now with 87% and after the wedding at 13%. And we'll get into the episode and see and talk about that. But here is a new question for you guys, and I will get this up on Twitter tonight. Well, tomorrow. It's already 12:08 a.m. Okay, since Jax thinks Sandoval's shtick is bartending, what do you think Jax's shtick is? A, stealing. B, cheating. C, taking steroids. Or
D.
Tweeting about hockey. I mean, I'm going to have to really think about my answer on this. I'm not ready to give it
it's
yet.
It's kind of like we need an E, all of the above.
Yeah.
So one of my questions that did not make it on to Watch What Happens Live was to Jax was, because Jax was recently interviewed and he said that he thinks he'll be leaving the bartending business soon. So I want to know, like, for what? Like, what's he going to do? Like, I know there's rumors of their spinoff, but we all know, like, that's going to be, like, if it does happen, it's going to be a flop or it's going to be a one season deal. It's not going to be like a golden treasure like The Simple Life.
No.
So like, what is he going to do? Like, is he going to be a personal trainer or is he going to maybe sell Advocare? Or
yeah, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like who is approaching him that's giving him this confidence, because his confidence level has hit an all time high. And I feel like he is finally making money and he's feeling
because he
really
points it out all the time. He's like, this is a very expensive couch. It's like the girl from Beverly Hills. And she's like, these sunglasses are $50,000. Or remember that girl?
I feel like he got like the level 2 living spaces couch. Like, I guess that's like a decent amount to spend on a couch. But like, calm down, Jax.
Yeah. And then in New Orleans, he's like, oh, they keep doing this to my credit card because they spend so much money all the time. I was like, oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm having a little bit of an issue with his ego. Very obnoxious.
We were talking about this, him on social media, like, it's crazy because he's so dismissive and combative and insulting and condescending to his fans and quick to call everyone a troll and rip on the trollers. But you also have to realize, Jax, that those trollers and those people are watching your show and made your show. They gave you the ratings to get you all the free shit you're getting in the mail that you're posting about 8 times a day
and
about
your gummy bears
and your jeans and whatever.
Yeah, and we're the ones that forgave you and gave you another chance after everything that you've done.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's obnoxious. So there's one thing that I will share that I saw on social media about him. My favorite scene from last episode was when Katie O'Malley, I think that was her name, she was like, Lisa Vanderpump's like, I want something fruitier, and she's like, fruitier? It was just amazing. It was just a super raw scene, and I thought it was funny, and a lot of people did.
Yeah.
Well, this did not sit well with Jax, and this comment, I screenshotted this comment that he made, and I don't even know if it's still there. I haven't checked. But he said, this was extremely stupid and made no sense. This scene made it, but our sex class got cut. Funniest scene in history, us four in a sex class, and they cut it. But this random chick talking to Lisa makes it. I love our team, but I had to speak up on this one. Like, that's so rude.
Yeah, and oh, funniest scene in history, like what, of all of TV or just your show? But even that's pushing it.
Because it's so funny that you guys would talk about sex. Like, that's just, like, really, you know.
And that they need to go to a sex class. Like, I mean, obviously it was cut for a reason.
Yeah.
It was maybe some inside jokes that were funny to you guys. But the producers, editors realized, this is going to
maybe
fall
just
flat.
Maybe just, like, say, ha, 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 and laugh at a scene that was freaking funny that didn't involve you. Maybe.
And again, my team, just like the Mean Girls, so being like, this is our show. Like,
Anytime we built this. We on. Built this without our opening our lives up. This couldn't happen.
Yeah, you like, know, Lala, you don't talk about your boyfriend. You don't show him on camera. Oh, wait, Stassi, what?
You know what
we
was?
We were in a 3-year relationship. We've never once seen Patrick.
Huh? Yeah. You know what was really interesting? I was listening to Kate Casey's podcast, mm-hmm. and she had a Bravo casting agent on that cast for Housewives of Orange County and Beverly Hills and some other shows. And you know what she said? She said that anyone who is in reality, but pretty anyone in general, they do not go on the show unless they are 100% seeking their 15 minutes of fame. And if you apply that to every single person that is on Vanderpump Rules, because that's what they were doing. They all, I mean, think of the people's who throat they were willing to cut to get onto that show.
That's why like Gigi and that other girl like did that at James Kennedy. It's like they are so thirsty for that moment.
But even people who we think are so nice, like Britney, she wants her 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Carter wants his 15 minutes of fame. They would not be on this show if they did not want that. It's mm-hmm. just a fact.
Yeah. Like, obviously, this Patrick person did not want that.
Yeah.
Even though he's in kind of an entertainment field.
Yeah. Really
maybe
weird.
He has standards.
He definitely has. Patrick is definitely taking a different path because I actually looked up his Twitter and it's very, he's like very, I don't know, like the opposite of Stassi. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Who will hawk vibrators and
oh my god,
Bowen Branch and Casper mattress and blah, blah, blah. Like her entire podcast is just ads. So warning, if you don't already listen, just prepare to be in a 20-minute infomercial without even realizing it.
But you can get a Lyft code. Okay, so let's jump into the episode.
Wait. So back to the Jack social media. So just as comments, and he even did it tonight on Andy, like someone called in with a question and she actually meant it complimentary. She's like, Jax, you're sporting kind of a John Travolta look tonight.
That was such a nice call.
And he like eye rolled and was like,
he like jolted dismissing. Himself.
He's like, look, I can't win. I usually wear a suit. So now like he thought she was ripping on him and she wasn't.
He's like, I'm trying something different. Like, okay, like take the compliment.
Like she's probably talking about Greece, like Danny Zuko. She's not talking about like now. I mean,
yeah.
So he was like so dismissive. And I've seen his tweets to people. They're so angry and mean and like, oh, you're pushing 40, lady. It's like, oh, so are you?
I feel like he wants like a lot of like forgiveness in the statements that he makes. But if someone tries to interact with him, he like is very rude. Like I kind of want to tweet about his shoe and be like, I think like white Kanye West has better style than you do, trying to compare your shoes to Kanye West's Yeezys.
Yeah, and doesn't he have like dad blingy jeans? Like I think he's still kind of, well, he got sent some free jeans, but usually like, I kind of picture Jack still sporting the Ed Hardy sportswear line.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, whatever. Whatever. Who cares? But anyways, like just be appreciative of your fans, the haters and the lovers, because you know what? The haters are watching you. And you know what? Tom Likas and Howard Stern used to talk about this all the time. They did a ton of research and polls and everything like that, and they figured out that the average hater listened 40 minutes longer than the lover of their shows.
Really?
Yeah. Like they used to say it all the time. So Jax, the haters are actually the ones keeping you on the air.
Yeah, that's like my biggest beef with this whole cast. I feel like, I mean, and like especially, I don't know, I feel it a very personal need to be upset about this because we literally have a podcast called Vanderpump Rules Party and we recap their show in depth. Mm-hmm. And the fact that like they try to not acknowledge that fans, you know, enjoy their show and turn around and say, well, we don't even watch this show. Like that's insulting to me. And it bugs me. I wish they were a little more.
And
I don't know. Just
some of them have at least been positive a little bit and commented or liked or either, you know, personally or podcast.
Yeah.
And you can guess who those people are.
Yes.
Ariana.
Yeah, totally.
Faith.
Yeah, Faith. Stassi in the beginning. Stassi in the beginning hooked it up, but I haven't heard much from her since. Okay. Okay, should we jump in?
Sure.
Okay, so we start out at Sir, and it's Jax and T. Sandy behind the bar. And Lisa rolls in and she's like, so, you know, how was the trip? And, you know, they're like, well, you know, it was good, but, you know, kind of awkward with how much Tom and Katie were fighting. And she's like, what do you mean? And they like lay it on like they slept in different bedrooms.
Yeah, he's like, they didn't even sleep together the first two nights. And I think they were there like three nights.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they fought 85% of the time.
And I felt like when he said that they didn't sleep together, that she's like, why did I pay for that suite? You know, like what was the point of that? And then, like, I like how, well, first there was, like, a random Eden Sky bag on the bar. So, is anyone know what that is? Let us know. Did like, a customer give Lisa a gift and, like, it got into the shot? Like, why wouldn't they move that?
Some kind of product
placement.
It was so
weird. Yeah. I saw that it's a boutique it wasn't in
like,
L.A.
It wasn't, like, a bag Kyle by Aileen, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But then I just think it's so funny. Like, and then she, like, Lisa always finds a way to like exit quickly. She's like, okay, well, I'm in a hurry, so I have to go wipe the mirrors, do this, do that, put your phones. This episode, she said like 18 times, put your phones away. I can't stand when someone tells me to put my phone away.
Well, I actually really appreciate it.
You do?
Oh my God, because they're her employees, like, okay, I'm friends with this person still to this day, but I did hire a girl and woman, that's really like, okay, I hired a person who was a female.
Yeah.
Anyways, but she was like on Facebook and this is MySpace as well. This is how, yes. This is dating myself. And I was like, there was like shit that needed to be done. And it was like really irritating me. And so like I did a really passive aggressive move and she thought it was a joke because we were like really good friends. So she's like, ah, this is funny. And I'm like, I'm actually serious. I blocked all websites except for the approved sites I thought she could go on. She should go on for our business.
Like what? Like what did you leave open? Like Yahoo News and shit?
No. Our website.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
UPS.com.
Oh, God. I remember I used to work for Xerox back in the day and they did that. And it was like the worst day of my life.
I mean, I know. And it's like for any normal job, but we were a small business. And it was like, dude, just don't even do it.
Well, it's totally rude to if you're bartending and on your phone. But I mean, even like when they were like at the photo shoot, she's like, Ariana, we need good energy. Put your phone away.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, all right.
Yeah, I mean, she could have been tweeting an advertisement for Lisa's, like, you know, be thankful a little bit. Little different, like, situations and whatnot, but, like, there's nothing like being, like, your own boss and having your own company and learning, like, okay, you know what? I used to steal the stapler and tape and all that stuff, and, like, that really irritates me now.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
I get it, being on the other side of things. I'm yeah. Like, oh, yeah, that's shitty. So when someone, like, I would never say don't go on this, but don't go on it, like, 4 out of the 5 hours you're working.
Yeah, like definitely work
like
harder.
Check and, it or respond, yeah. But don't just be like trolling through.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's nothing else to do, like let's say you're a receptionist and because I used to like temp in college and I never waitress, I temped, which was great because sometimes the person would say, just bring a book because you're a temp. We're not going to train you to do like other shit.
Right.
Just answer the phone.
Yeah.
So like that was awesome. I could bring schoolwork. I could bring a book. But yeah, when it's like a regular job and there's other shit to do, whatever.
I used to go and do social media in the bathroom. Like I'd act like I was taking a really long, you know, number two and just play in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, she's like, okay, get back to work. So then we have Sheena and Ariana who also are at work and Sheena says she's having a bad hair day, which we both kind of made a face at because I thought it looked pretty good.
Yeah, because it was like thick and natural wavy. Like,
yeah.
I wish that was my bad hair day.
And again, with another super awkward, like I feel like the production is just really rubbing in the Sheena and Shay divorce looming over our heads.
Yeah, like
if Shay and I were fighting that bad 2 weeks before our wedding, I don't know what I would do. And Ariana like can't even respond. She's like, like she's like trying to not say anything.
What I want to say about Sheena, we were talking about social media earlier and yesterday, oh my gosh, we forgot about the most important topic. Well, yesterday there was two important things that happened. First of all, she posted a picture with her and Matt Leinart, the famous quarterback, and who they've been longtime friends. And it was rumored that he was her secret boyfriend. He is not. They're just friends. So she posted this picture and someone commented saying, "Oh, I wish you would be brave and post pictures like this with your current boyfriend." And so Sheena replied to this person, which I appreciate. Thank you, Sheena, for listening and reading and replying to your listeners and viewers and tweeters. And she said, "Oh, well, we have a ton of pictures, but I'm trying to be respectful and wait until the show airing has completed." Because, A, she's trying to be respectful of the show. And for people that don't follow social media or listen to podcasts, like, they probably don't really know what's going on. And they don't want to be like be seeing all this or whatever. Like, she's being respectful of the show, but she's also being respectful of Shay. Like, right now they're airing her and Shay. Like, for her to be posting pictures of her boyfriend and stuff, like, she's just,
it'd be like a conflict of interest. Because I mean, Sarah and I have talked about this, but it is really overwhelming following the cast's personal life, or their, you know, while they're not filming. They share so much, and if you don't stay up to date on it, then you are kind of like out of the loop. And
they're very overexposed.
Yeah,
so that's just gonna. They need to get robbed in Paris and take a hiatus so that they're gonna be more in demand, because they're so overexposed right now.
And we are huge fans, and I'm feeling like I need to take a step away because I know too much. It would be like, you know, it's like when you go on vacation with a friend and you're like, "Ooh, okay, that was really fun and it was a great time." We'll probably look back on it in a month and be like, "That was so much fun." But it's like when you get back and you're like, "Ooh, I just like can't wait to go home and be alone for a little bit and like not talk." That's how I feel about them. Like,
who were you on vacation with when you felt that way? Was it our first time in Palm Springs? We freaked out about them.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, okay, the other really, and we'll get back to the show really quickly, but the other important thing that happened yesterday was all this tweeting about Sheena at the iHeartRadio Music Awards show, as well as the Witches of WeHow. So everyone's like, "Why isn't Sheena with you?" Because she is there. Like, they all took pictures on the red carpet, but separately. And then, like, Katie, of course, it's all calculated and manipulative. My theory is they're getting back at Sheena for her Snapchats of her and Lala. So for those of you that don't follow any of these people on social media, at the reunion, Sheena and Lala appear to be cool. And it appears that they maybe hung out afterwards. Or maybe they just Snapchatted afterwards. Who knows? Well, apparently, because Stassi did make a snide comment last week on Andy Cohen saying, like, because someone said, like, "Oh, they're hanging out again." And Stassi was like, well, you know, Sheena is also a fan of private planes.
Like, oh, yeah.
A shady ass comment. So.
Well, and then they both appeared at Lisa's charity event for the dogs,
but too. But so did Lala.
Because they all
care about dogs.
Right, right.
But here's the shadiest moment. So Katie posts, well, first of all, Katie, Kristen, Stassi, and Brittany all post the same damn picture. Like, oh my God, on Instagram, on Twitter. So I've seen it like a billion times already. But Katie's caption was, "The Witches of WeHo just added a fourth member," meaning Brittany, because it's those three girls and then Brittany. Well, first of all, hasn't it been you for like Sheena and Kristen, Katie, Stassi for the last couple years?
Yeah.
So you sent a clear message right there, like, "Oh, our fourth member is Brittany." Like, Mean Girl, Regina George, Caddy. So someone posted tweeted to Sheena, like, "How come you weren't with them? Why weren't you in the picture?" And she was like, she like threw it right back. She's like, "I didn't even know they were going." She goes, "I made this plan with my sister a long time ago that I was going to go to this award show with my sister," which is really cool.
Yeah.
But no one told her. She had no idea that the other girls were going. So, like, they didn't tell her or they didn't ask her, like, both. Like,
I loved her outfit, too. Like, I loved her boots. She looked really cute.
Like, why wouldn't they reach out to her and, ask her or invite her or anything? Like, they're just being catty bitches.
I was wondering if Shay was there since he's in the music industry.
Well, he wasn't with her. Like, he said he's happy to be moving on.
That's good.
Yeah.
And I went on his Instagram the other day. Like, he is like popping. Like, he has a big following in his little music group or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
so it seems like it's working out. It's awkward.
I think they've talked now since then. Like, yeah. I think they're both just want the best
that's
for each
good.
Other.
Yeah, that's good.
And I like that they really are keeping it quiet. Like, maybe she popped off a little bit, he might have popped up a little bit, but that's gonna happen. That's natural. That's human.
Totally.
But they're really keeping it classy.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, I thought this was mean girl shit. So obviously there's an issue going on right now with Sheena and the Witches of WeHo.
Yeah, I saw, I was on Snapchat yesterday and I saw Stassi posting that she was, you know, getting ready, and then Kristen, and then I saw Katie, and then they were in the car and I saw Brittany. And then later when I saw Sheena on the red carpet posing at the step and repeat alone, I was like, ooh, like that is some awkwardness right there.
Yeah.
So very interesting. So we'll have to stay tuned to see what's going on with that. Okay.
So I had like Katie talking to Lisa, and she's like, I didn't fight. It was all Schwartz fighting with all the other people. Like, I wasn't the one fighting Lisa. It was Schwartz
and it was
all the other people.
And it was flare ups.
Well, I, you know.
Flare ups. Like, flare-ups makes me think of, like, herpes.
Right.
Like, I had a...
Back to Joey Tribbiani. See how we brought it all full circle?
Nice. Nice work.
All right.
So, Lisa's like, you know, you could lose it all. You need to just delete this bullshit. And Lisa's, like, saying how she's having all this anxiety about them getting married. Like, it's just, you know, she's just really trying to process it. So, I don't know. So, we're kind of just, like, left, like, going, hmm. And then we have the next scene, which the names come on the screen in the classic Sir Vanderpump Rules fashion. And it says, Luda and Gibson. And the dogs come walking down the street for Stassi and Kristen to go to a little cafe. And Stassi has to she has to stay on brand and be like, I'll have the goat cheese salad.
Yeah.
And
they filmed here before.
And Kristen's like, me too, minus the walnuts. Is that what she said? She said minus something.
I just always tune her out. Sorry.
Okay. So then she...
Except for when she was like, he's my emotional support. Oh, and she tweeted about this too. I didn't know what she was talking about, but now I do. She's like, sorry, everyone that's mad that I have an emotional support dog and you don't. Like, meh.
Okay, I don't think that it's a big deal. I saw people freaking out about this too. So basically, she says that she bought a like a certificate that states that her dog is a...
Yeah, I know people that have done this. And
me
it is.
Too. It's
like
very,
75
It's
bucks,
very yeah. LA. So everyone who's freaking out about it...
So they can bring them on their planes and into their hotels
and into
all of that.
Stores. Like, remember when you mentioned that you were at Fashion Island or somewhere and you're like, all these freaking dogs were around?
I was so mad because... In particular, these dogs, and they were beautiful and so cute, and I loved them. They're just, I don't even know, they look like a giant mop.
Yes.
But they were huge. They were like 3 feet tall and like, you know, foot and a half wide, and there's two of them. And they were in, you know, Fashion Island. It's like little, if you're not in a department store, they're little tiny stores and boutiques.
Right.
And I was like, I couldn't even move. I was like,
Or like they can't help it, but they like smell your butt and stuff while you're standing there trying to shop.
The thing is like they are not enjoying this either. They're not running or playing or getting exercise. They're walking at a tiny teeny shuffle pace because it's crowded. Like, I just don't understand.
And the owners are just like trolling for compliments. They want you to be like, I like your dog. You know, it's like when you take your kid places that they shouldn't go.
So, I mean, I always thought it was ridiculous. Like, and I know you're one of these people, but you know, the Paris Hilton dog in the purse. But you know what? That's not intrusive to me. That's not in my way.
Right.
That's not like if it's barking and disturbing my peace, you know, that's annoying. But it's not. Like, I don't think Tinkerbell was ever barky or annoying. So it's like I find it weird, but and like a hassle. Like, I just would find that to be a huge hassle.
Yeah.
Because I find it annoying just to carry my purse.
Yeah.
But I don't really care.
Right.
But something that's like in my way and like I feel like it's not even fun for the animal, then like I just think it's stupid.
Yeah. So they're sitting there with their dogs and they're talking about how Stassi needs to update her dating profile. So she's sitting there and they're talking about the app OkCupid. And she's and Kristen's like, okay, just write down that you're into wine, brunch, ranch, and murder. And she's like, and Stassi's like, that makes me sound like I'm a basic bitch. And Kristen's like, well, you are. Those are, it's everything that describes you.
Well, and she's also, for the people that do not follow her stuff, she's on OkCupid because she got kicked off Raya twice. Raya, for those of you that do not know, is like the celebrity dating app, but really it's like, I mean, Brad Pitt is not on Raya. It's like, it's like the Jaxes of the world that think they're a celebrity.
Yeah.
Hooking up with other D-list, like.
Well, basically, I think one of the criteria is like how many followers you have on Instagram. And it's like, okay, yeah. It's like, oh yeah, there is A-list, you know, A-listers that have a lot of followers. But for the most part, you're going to get kind of Instagram famous people who maybe don't matter in the real world.
I don't think even A-listers are on there. I think you're getting like, not even Snooki from Jersey. You're getting Dina from Jersey Shore. but she got kicked off not once, but twice. So now she's just,
well, because
she's one of the people like everybody else. She's on OkCupid.
You're not allowed to talk about it. It's like forbidden to speak about it. And she's talked about it twice on her podcast.
Yeah.
So that's pretty awkward. So anyway, she, you know, she's like, don't judge me. Like, you know, I'm just open to whatever. So I'm going to try it out. So we're like, ooh, Stassi's saying yes to life. All right. so, yes. We had a question for our listeners. Does anyone know what Stassi makes off of her sponsors, or what the cast makes off of their Diff Eyewear sponsor? What percentage do they get off of the sales? Does anyone know?
Yeah, because we're so tired of all these Diff Eyewear plugs. Like, yeah, it's cool. Like, they're emulating Toms. Like, we're gonna support like charity, but like, these guys aren't doing it for charity. These guys are doing it to get an advertising paycheck.
Yeah, if they're not, if they were doing it for charity, they wouldn't be getting a paycheck.
They wouldn't do a code. They would just do it.
Do it, right? Yeah.
And then, you know what? Maybe that discount could go to an extra pair of glasses for a child in need.
Right, right.
So if anyone's listened to Stassi's podcast, it's 90% ads. So like, if you buy a pair of Boll & Branch sheets, how much does she get? Or a Casper mattress.
It better be at least like $20, because those sheets are like, you know, $250.
I would certainly hope so, because her little infomercials are like 20 minutes long.
Yeah. And I will say, she does change the wording on it. So, it, you know, she's like, these sheets are hella comfortable.
Well,
you know,
she changes the wording on it because she will be talking with someone and it'll roll right into that.
I hate that.
That's why she changes the wording, so that it flows with the segment. So
and
that
it's
you
tight,
don't know that you're sucked into an infomercial.
It's always a tight like roll
minutes.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Until you're like a couple of minutes deep, you're like, oh, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm hitting the like forward 15
I always
seconds,
forward
like,
through it. Yeah. Or like, you know what I hate? When I come home and there's no wine. That's what I do.
Cameron Hughes. Yeah. Fast forward. And I'm right now, I am violently throwing my finger forward, like hitting the fast forward button, much aggressively and violently, as Kristen was shaking her head at Pandora's house.
Yes.
Yes.
Totally.
So anyways.
Okay. So the next scene, we go to Lisa's house, and Tom Schwartz has to make his freaking swan comment. You know, he had that scene where he like runs away and everyone thought it was real cute, so he had to do it again. He's like, Bubba, I don't like these swans. They're
like security guards.
They make me nervous, Bubba.
They're like guarding the moat.
Do you think we'll ever have swans, Bubba? Doesn't matter. Does it? They do kind of waddle. They do kind of waddle like you. I mean, not that you waddle, but you.
Bubbies, would you save me? Oh, did we get to the beach scene yet?
No. Okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah, this scene was stupid. Like, whatever, they hire a butler with an English accent, and they're like, oh, a cute way to ask Lisa to officiate.
It was really awkward, though. Like, the guy was standing there, and there's just, like, they should have, like, stood up behind her or something. They kept on like going from like the door to Lisa to the couch.
And then and like maybe presented her with something because she was very awkward. She was the best part of the whole scene. Like she was very awkward. Like, what the hell's going on? This is weird and peculiar. She's like, this just screams, you guys, weird and peculiar.
I mean, I would have been pissed if I shelled out dough for some dude to come over doing a bad accent and asking Lisa to, you know, marry us. I'd be pissed that she was like, ugh, like this is so, I don't know. Like,
and I really find that funny that this is 2 weeks before. Okay. So we've all, it's all been established when they were in New Orleans, it was 3 weeks before the wedding. So this is 2 weeks before the wedding. I'm sorry, you secure a location and everything like that. You don't secure a person that can conduct the ceremony. That seems a little weird.
But what seemed even weirder is how when Lisa said that she, you know, from the things that she's hearing and seeing, that she isn't able to say yes to marrying them, that she needs to see a change. She didn't think to maybe ask to see a change like a couple months before. I mean, we're on episode freaking, what, 18. We're on 18. Yeah. And she didn't think to do this before 2 weeks before the wedding.
She wants to see a change in a week and a half.
That was like,
I'm sure they'll make huge, meaningful changes in a week and a half.
I was eye rolling so hard at this. Like, come on,
so
Lisa.
So produced, so fake, so stupid.
Like, they shouldn't have said the 2 weeks. They should have said, I really need to see a change. Then we would have questioned, maybe this was filmed at a different time and this was the only time they could put it in.
Right.
But the fact that they just, you know, let us know that.
Yeah, they should have aired this scene 3 months ago.
Yes. And then we could have been watching their behavior and going, ooh, I don't think Lisa's going to do
and
it.
Then,
Lisa's.
Like, is she, like you asked, is she even licensed? And I said, I think she is because I think a couple years ago she married a gay couple on Andy Cohen's show, if memory serves me correctly. However, that's just me and my memory. Like, I don't know for sure. I think so. But like, if it's 2 weeks before, okay, it takes longer than 2 weeks doing it by mail. I know. I know people that have done it. You can't, like, so they must have known she was licensed or this is all fake and produced.
Yeah. So, again, Lisa, you know, she says, look, I just have a lot of things that I'm worried about. I take marriage very seriously. And while she's saying these things, they're kind of like flashing back and talking about maybe some things that they're not happy about. Like Katie once again said a flare up. I heard her say that again. But in this whole scene, you can see her like really pushing the tears. Like she is in her acting, you know, this is her moment and she is trying to get the tears to come. So she's like welling up like, ugh. And she, you know, she admits like, you know, I'm just disappointed. And Schwartz is like, in me, Bubba? In me? And she's like, no, just like, you know,
in my behavior, in my decision making.
In myself and us.
Yeah.
And Lisa gets off of the couch and goes over. And she's like, oh, honey. Like, that wasn't even that. Like, finally, we did see something from Katie. Thank you, Katie. Thank you. Thank you for crying. Thank you for finally saying that you're disappointed. We've been disappointed for episode after episode.
Well, and the whole time when Lisa's like lecturing about she has to think about it. And, you know, marriage is very serious. Like Tom's face, like Katie was working on welling up the tears and Tom, his face was like, he was a kid in the principal's office. Like, yes, sir.
Yes,
yes sir. Or like his dad, who's like a Navy general. It's like, son. And he's like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like he was like in fear. It was funny.
I think I might have like another poll question here. do you feel like you're going to get emotional at the wedding? Because no. Andy Cohen has tweeted that he cried at the ceremony and some other people did too. And
gross.
I just, you know, I just don't know that even with this, you know, Katie kind of showing us that she is vulnerable and, you know, Schwartz being nervous that is this going to work? Like we're really down to the wire. I just don't know that like it's a love story that I'm just like so like a happy ending. This is what
honestly,
I was rooting for.
I think I would be more likely to cry at Kristen Carter's wedding. Like I would be more moved.
I
and
think
that
so
says
too.
Very little.
Right.
Definitely would cry more at Jackson Brittany's. Like I don't.
They've
I
just
will not,
not
be
given.
Moved.
They've not given us like a reason to be like this to is the Romeo and Juliet story of our time.
Even Jack struggled on Andy when they asked, "Do you think they'll last?" He said he doesn't think Kristen Carter will last.
I thought that was such a dick comment, and that was because she made the comment that she thought that he had cheated.
Okay, so that's fair game. All right, but I give you points, Jax, for like
But
you
like,
guys are in a little war, even though your best friends from Michigan. And he thought Katie and Schwartz. He said, I think it'll take some time and a lot of like ups and downs and trials and tribulations, but he thinks they'll make it. And then he thinks Sandoval and Ariana will make it, even if they don't get married.
Yeah.
Okay. So that explains the Kristen thing. And then he also talked about
how he knew that Sheena and Shay weren't going to stay married.
Well, and like Sheena had to block him because he went psycho. He pulled a Katie and raged. He got drunk and then rage texted.
Well, that's what we've been talking about. We see him do it. And
yeah,
this isn't,
he rage tweets like
he
Katie.
Does it sober. He can't be drunk 24 hours a day because he does it 24 hours a day. And all of the cast members have commented on it that he. Yeah.
So Sheena blocked him because I saw Sheena tweet earlier like, Jax, you're unblocked. And obviously they had a East Coast feed. I was like, why was he blocked? But apparently, he kind of explained it. He rage text a bunch of his friends, including Sheena. And so she blocked him at one point.
I wonder about what? Like, I wonder what pissed him off. If it was something that he saw.
Oh, God. It doesn't take much, as you've seen.
Yeah, that's true.
I talked about water and he, like, tried to, like, assassinate me.
I feel like if he was like wearing a green shirt and you tweeted at him, hey Jax, I prefer you in blue, he'd be like, well, fuck you. You know, like
I could say, I think the blue shirt really brings out your beautiful eyes. Fuck you.
I'm not defined by my eyes. Like, we were just complimenting you right. piece of crap.
Right.
Okay, so I was really annoyed that they thought that it was okay to leave us with a cliffhanger of, is Lisa going to marry them in 2 weeks?
Yeah,
can Tom and Katie pull this off by finding love again, looking into each other's eyes and proving to Lisa that they have what it takes to enter into holy matrimony? It was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I was annoyed.
Like, why are you even attempting this?
So the next scene is pretty amazing. They go to the beach, and this is the same spot that they have been going to since the beginning of filming Vanderpump Rules.
And they're drinking illegally.
Yeah. The lifeguards could have given them a ticket. That is
Yeah,
bold.
Well, it's on air, so I guess they didn't show the alcohol bottle, but there were clearly drinks.
Well, you know what? It could be, maybe you can drink there.
I don't think so.
Because you know like how in Sunset Beach, because it's privately owned, you can't.
You can't in Venice, Santa Monica, Malibu.
Okay, well, you know what? The Baywatch lifeguards.
I know this because I've gotten busted in every single beach. Yeah.
You always are bringing alcohol to the beach?
Of course. But I'm not stupid enough to film it. And post it.
And they're like, well, I'll have a refill. Like, they're so obvious about it. So they're drinking illegally. That's the first thing we noticed. And then Sheena is, like, laying down on a towel, Snapchatting. And, like, everyone's like, oh, there she is, Snapchatting.
Which I 100%, 1,000% believe, because that is what annoys me the most about Sheena.
And
I try to stick up for her, but her vanity, selfie, like, literally, people, if you're not following her on Snapchat, and I promised myself I would defriend her, I just haven't figured out how because I don't really care that much, but it's like 100 times a day, and it's always her in the same angle with the same look and trying to look smoldering into the camera.
I feel like she's made such a transformation that it's almost now it's like fair that she's like so vain, because it's like, well, you know what, you deserve it. So it's I don't mind watching it as much lately.
I think why it's fine, because I can skip ahead in Snapchat.
Right. That's
so
nice.
Sometimes she posts interesting things. And she does post a lot about her cats and all that. So it's not just that. If she wasn't the way she was this season, and I see Brandy Glanville has unblocked her because they kind of tweeted each other a little bit. Or Brandy tweeted and Sheena was able to comment on it.
Yeah.
If she wasn't the way she was, I would not be able to handle the Snapchat. Like, I just added Stassi to Snapchat, and I'm already losing my mind. It's been like 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes it's hard to to introduce a new one because it's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, fast forward is key, but
yeah.
Anyway, so the beach, like swims. Well, we already covered the Baba, the dolphins. Baba, I'm cold. Baba, hold me. The swimsuits.
Let's cover Stassi's spray tan.
Oh my god.
Okay, so she is shielding her eyes from the sun because it's very glary, and so she is exposing her left arm and armpit and the side of her body, and
because she's not wearing diff eyewear.
Yeah, yeah. She needed some shades, big time. But it was just. Once again, kind of like a little faux pas on the tanning.
So she did this in Montauk too, and I commented on that episode then because I'm not trying to be nitpicky, but I commented on her bad spray tan lines because she was in the middle of a monologue of ripping on Ariana. And I was like, I find it really like some physical
right,
trait.
Right.
I'm like, I find it really funny or style that you are doing this while you have a huge square armpit white orange line, like worse than Donald Trump. And like even today she posted like the big like, oh, it took a team to get me ready. And her legs are like 2005 Paris Hilton orange. Like, I know that orange because I was that Oompa Loompa orange. I went through that era. Like, thank God I've grown and I figured other shit out. So here's what I said to Holly. You can spray tan, but get the airbrush person that does it. It's so common now. It's like not
T. Sandy got it.
Right. Like you don't even have to have them come to your house. Every salon has that person. It's like $5 more and it's like a different tint. So T. Sandy did it with the boys. He didn't look as orange and he doesn't have those lines. So Stassi continues to have those armpit and chin lines of white versus orange. And it's the mystic. And she even talks about this on her podcast. She does the old school Blue Booth Mystic Tan, which really comes off orange. Like even me, like 10 years ago when I spray tanned, I choose this other version, California Tan, because it was like browner and less like icky.
Well, I mean, the machines are just straight up old now. It's like vintage tanning.
And they're the same machines because I see them.
Well, and like she's talked about how she's like, the machine wouldn't turn on. So I had to get dressed, go out and say, it wouldn't turn on.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
like
dude.
We're in a time warp right now. Like this is what we saw this on Sunset Tan on E 10 to 12 years ago.
Yeah. And, they totally would have helped her and been like, here, we'll do it for you.
Even D-less person, you do the person that airbrushes.
Like, whatever
you.
Happened to tan towels? Remember, that was a thing for a while. Why aren't they sponsoring her? Someone should get the tan right and sponsor her.
Or even she could use the tan towels to fill in those like square gaps.
Or makeup. I mean, I would be, I don't know. It's just, it's very interesting. And I don't want to, it's not even like, oh, that makes her relatable. No, it doesn't. It makes her, it's like weird.
She made a comment too. She was at someone's house and they had a white couch. And she said she was too afraid to sit on it because like her tan would rub off on that. So like, so you can't have white sheets or you can't sleep over it. Like that, come on, dude, really?
Yeah, like, the thing she's talked about that too. It smells, she can't take a shower. It's disgusting. Okay, so anyway, she's like, Sheena's like, how was your date? I'm glad you didn't give it up. She kind of talks about that and says, didn't work out. So then we go to Katie, who says that she kind of is talking to the group and she's like, well, we went over to Lisa's house and we asked her, if she would be able to marry us. And she told us no, or that she had to think about it. And the group is like shocked. But then it goes to all their confessionals and they're all like, we're glad that Lisa had the balls to say what
she said what
we all were thinking.
The entire world was thinking.
Yeah. And she did. She did. But again, it's a little too late. Too little too late. It's 2 weeks before. Lisa, I mean, you're late. You're late to the game.
Yeah.
And we needed
you.
You
should have required, for you to officiate, you should have said, I want to see 3 solid, strong months of therapy.
Or like I like the way she was acting, it's like you each need to write an essay and turn it in, you know, by 12 o'clock tomorrow. And if you don't take this seriously, then I don't know that I can do this for you. Like that's very strange. So T. Sandy is spraying sunscreen on his body and like trying to look all buff. And he does look like one of the best bodies at the beach. And yeah, so Katie's like, this is like rock bottom for us. And I feel so empty and guilty. And she kind of gets up and walks away. And so you're like, oh my God, is she going to go cry? But no, Schwartz gets up to go after her. And there's like some dolphins like bobbing in the water. And they're like, I'm glad, cold.
Baba, look at the dolphins.
And they're like, let's go eat bad food. Oh, no. It's.
I mean.
Wait, we're getting in shape.
He's like, let's go eat bad food. Oh, no, we're not. Let's not. We're both getting in shape. And then she gets like the dagger's look of death, and he quickly backtracks, and he's like, no, I mean, me, you look great. You look great.
Not saying that you're not in shape. I mean, I'm completely anorexic and have no butt and just, I'm like skin and bones, we're talking about me, not you. Don't worry, sweetie.
But then later they talk about having fat, lazy sex. Like, remember, Bubba, when we used to have fat sex, you know, we called it fat sex. And he's like, oh, it just meant, or one of them said, oh, really? It's just we were being lazy. Oh, because they got, we found this interesting. And I know I'm jumping ahead slightly.
It's okay.
they're back at their apartment and the door knocks. And
it's like Postmates for sure.
Yeah. And so they're like, oh, who's that? And so they bring delivery, and it's like chicken piccata, which is like, you know, fried and an oil and with pasta
and calamari
and fried calamari. And we just found this interesting, like 2 weeks before a wedding, like, huh, okay. Usually like you're a little more conscious, like, oh my God.
Like even if you're not watching your weight, like you would want to make sure that your skin is like really on point and that you're like to eat that greasy food. And I mean, that's a gamble.
Yeah. I mean, obviously he probably won't gain the weight, but like usually wedding dresses are so like,
and wasn't this down to the millimeter? This like literally, this was the night before their surf photo shoot.
Yeah, it was the photo shoot. Like, okay, every model I've ever worked with, like, yeah, they don't eat the day before, and then like they film, and then if we feed them anything, they only want like grilled raw chicken breast.
Yeah,
that's it. Maybe a leaflet of lettuce.
Yeah, no Postmates going on there.
No, I mean they want all the other stuff, but they want it for like after.
I mean, that's like when like the Victoria's Secret show is like always like the day after Thanksgiving, so all the models have to like starve while everyone's scarfing their face off. So then
they talk about having fat, lazy sex, which and really sounds appealing.
They talk about being unflappable.
Yeah, no, we were going to be unflappable, but we're floppable.
Let's not be assholes, Bubba. Okay,
let's not be assholes.
Let's just be married and like just like wait. You have something in the corner of your mouth. Did you eat Doritos?
Yeah. He's like, yeah. Lick it off, Bubba.
He's like, is that cheesy? Like the nacho Doritos?
Ugh. Let's move on. That's disgusting. He's yeah. I can't.
And then he's like, is that a rabbit's foot? And she's like, oh, what if it's a tampon? Like, gross.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Like, do you throw your tampons kind of on the beach, Katie? Like, what the fuck? I've never seen a tampon at the beach. You have?
Well, the worst thing happened with Finn.
Oh, so no.
I'm swimming with my friend and his son, and he freaks out. He's like, ah! Oh, he thought it was a bloody bandage, and it was. And then his dad was like, I was like, what is it? I'm like, was it someone's tampon? He's like, no, it was like a bloody pad. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm like, who, if that's what you're doing, why do you go in the water with like a current and waves? Like, if there's any kind of, why would
maybe
you do
it was,
that?
Maybe it was a girl who just started and she didn't know how to.
Like a young girl. Yeah. I'm just hoping. Like, I could actually understand the tampon the better. Because, like, I have had to, like, the beach sex where I've had to take it out.
Oh, shit.
Or sometimes you get tossed and turned a little bit. Like, I lost my Prada glasses twice.
Oh, horrible.
I'm sure I could lose other shit, like a tampon. But did they need to air that when no. this sex class was apparently like the best shit on TV?
I mean,
history.
I really hope that they share that with us on Secrets Revealed. We bet Andy Cohen. We want to see what this, you know, Jack. Jack said this was the funniest, and we need to see it. How could you take this from us?
I'm sure it'll be on their like the extra cast member that just isn't aired. Their BFF that just does a special podcast for them to air shit.
God. Yeah.
But anyways, so did we did,
yeah, that's
pretty Stassi State, or do you have that next?
No, next I have that we go to the stables where Ariana has a little lady crush on LVP, Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah. I mean, the horses are beautiful.
Her helmet was cute.
They did their little riding. I mean, it was uneventful.
Blah, blah, blah. She says, you know, Ariana brings up Katie and Tom and...
Like, she actually stood up for them.
Yes. But the best part was when Lisa was like, so, you know, do you think that you and Tom will ever take a walk, trot down the aisle? And she's like, no, well, I don't know. Like, I don't really want kids. And she's like,
gross.
She's like, you don't want kids. Like, you'll probably change your mind. She's like, no, like, I kind of think that babies are like,
well, Lisa only had one.
Yeah.
I'd probably be on Lisa's train. Like,
babies are kind of gross.
No, I'm actually, obviously, I'm on Ariana's train. Like, I said that in high school and I still stand by it today. Well, I have not, like, everyone would say to me what LVP said to Ariana, like, you're going to change your mind when you're in your 30s. No, yeah, no, it hasn't happened.
I have to say something that I agree with that I never agreed with before. And I don't know if it's because, like, now I've been around so many more or, like, what the deal is, but you have always maintained that little newborn babies are creepy looking and ugly.
Yeah.
And
so has our previous guest star who actually has a baby. She's the same way. And I'm not alone in this. Ariana said the same thing.
And well, I was just going to say that I kind of am starting to agree with you because as much as you want to go, oh, it's just not.
I mean, there's a lot of slobber and there's a lot of snot and there's a lot of like other orifices. And then like...
It takes a while for them to, like, you know.
I just had this conversation with my friend, and he was like, yeah, he was kind of telling me he was on the same plane. I'm like, dude, you have no idea who you're talking to. Like, I legit told my mom when I was 3 that I would either have a baby and then give it to my husband for 2 years. I wanted to have it so I could name it.
Yeah.
And then I'd give it to the husband. I'd probably divorce for 2 years. And then I'd take custody back at, like, around 3 years old.
Nice.
And I always said that my mom would freak out saying, the most formative years are 0 to 2. And I'm like, I don't remember thinking anything before 3. So I'm going with that.
Yeah.
And so I figure no one can remember shit. As long as it's in a healthy person's hands, it's not going to fuck them up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good with like staying out of the picture or, you know, I don't know. I'm just, I don't even want to go that far because I'm just good with everyone else's kids. Once they turn like 2 to 3, then I'm ready. I'm ready for you.
Yeah.
I'm golden. And yeah. I'll be their best friend. And, you know.
But babies do love you, for the record.
Well, they stare at me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've sent a lot of Snapchats about this.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And then, but Lisa was bringing the laughs.
You know what I think it is?
What?
It's like us and men. Everybody wants what they can't have.
Yeah, it's true.
So let's go back.
Yeah. And it's like also them like wanting to be in like the club of being like pretty. You know, they're like, ooh, like what is that? I've never seen
this
before.
Well, I don't want to sound like Stassi, like she said on her date about, you know, I think sleep is why I'm so pretty. Like, I think babies stare at me because I'm so pretty. Yeah. I say that jokingly, sarcastically. Would I say that on a first date?
No.
Like, no.
No, that would be so creepy.
We know she was joking and we know she's sarcastic, but she said it on a first date.
And then it was so sad. The guy was like so nice. He was like, oh
probably.
You are. You know, like he tried to give her a compliment and she didn't say anything back. Like she just let it fall flat.
That's so awkward.
It was hard. It was really hard. Okay, so next we go to Kristen and Carter's apartment. Stassi rolls in and, you know, Kristen's like, do you want a drink? And Stassi's like, of course. Like, what am I going to do? This date sober? Yeah. Like, what are you thinking? So they start drinking. And I think it's so have you noticed that the cast, like, it takes them a while to, like, get grown up things. Like, now they've just now in season five, they've kind of all upgraded their apartments. Now it's like they aren't drinking out of Dixie cups with straws. They're drinking out of, like, clear glasses with straws. It's like, what's the next step? Like, what are they going to...
Like, the straw thing, like, I understand the red wine. I would still never do a straw in public, which is why I don't order red wine in public, because it stains my teeth. If I want to drink it at home, I know I've been thinking about the straw thing, but I still can't even get past it. And for these people to, like, do it in public and on camera, and there's no reason for it with white wine, like, I don't understand why they're drinking white wine through a straw.
It's really strange, and it's just... I don't know. It just seems like they would study themselves on camera and go, ooh, I'm going to change this. This might look better. They haven't changed much.
Well, I'm like, Stassi is so aspiring to be like New York City Chanel designer girl, like Upper East Side.
Bloggy, yeah.
And like, you can't do that and sip wine up from a straw, honey. Sorry.
Okay, so she says that she's like, should I wear the, like, all black? And she's like, yeah, that's a good idea. And Stassi's like, I want to look skinny AF. And she's going to wear her Spanx. And Kristen's like, just
three
don't.
Three Spanx.
Yeah. Okay. I've never done three Spanx.
First of all, I think that just makes you look fatter because you're adding three thick layers of, like, spandex. Like, that's just ridiculous. Especially when you're already small. Come on.
It
like,
makes...
her thing is, like, Michaela will say she's skinny fat because they are skinny because they're just, like, drinking, they're not eating, but they don't work out, so, like, she's skinny fat. Kristen is skinny fat. It's like, and we see that in the preview of her body stocking next week. Like, it's not a good look. Like, you can tell Ariana works her ass off out of the gym. I think probably Lala does too, unless Lala's just young and has amazing genes. Sheena, we know, works her ass off for her ass and everything else. But Katie, Kristen, and Stassi do not. So
what did you think the comment was from Kristen that was, she's like, okay, let's make sure that you have everything you need. Do you have Adderall?
Yeah.
Do you have Plan B? And do you have condoms?
Right.
The Adderall reference, I was a little confused about. Why would you take Adderall before a date? Is that something I don't know about?
Maybe because they're coming off the cocaine high from New Orleans. Like, everybody's been talking about that they were clearly on drugs.
That's
like,
true.
Either, I mean, I'm guessing they were probably doing both coke and ecstasy. It's pretty funny if you guys watch Andy Cohen, because when they do the Never Have I Ever, when they bring up cocaine, like, Jax's face is, like, priceless. It's actually the funniest moment I can probably even think of Jax. He was like, his face was just priceless in that.
It was pretty funny. So the next scene, we go to Jax and Brittany's apartment, where T. Sandy tells us that he's treating his friends to a tan. And he's kind of putting Stassi to shame on this one, because he hired someone to come and airbrush them. And, you know, a professional even tan is going to appear.
And as we've seen on reality TV for 10 plus years, everybody does this. They have the person come to their home. Okay, Stassi has, like, Postmates and Priv and everybody come to her home. But she doesn't even have to do this. You can go to your local tanning salon and they have that local airbrush specialist.
I mean, right, it's, down the street, it seems it. Like that's always on her to-do list to go tanning, and it seems like it's sometimes hard for her to get there and, like, make the time. It seems like it'd be so easy just to have someone show up and get it done.
I would think during filming, at least.
Yeah.
Or when she's going to have bikini scenes, you know?
Yeah, and I thought it was strange that Jax was like, that looks terrible. I'm glad that you know, you guys went first, because I'm not doing that.
I've never done that. And then he's on Andy Cohen in New York in the middle of winter, and he's like super tan.
AF,
and he's like,
yeah.
Oh, I've been okay. By the way, viewers, it has been cold AF in California, so there's no way Jax could possibly have a tan. That's not his normal skin color. He's just an old school fake and bake.
Yes, totally.
So he's not doing the the spray tan because that's way too modern.
I feel like he could even like own a bed. He seems like the type that would like have one in his man bed. Cave, you know?
Yeah. He's for sure doing the fake and bake thing because he is.
And it
like
seems like steroid-ish. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's the 80s guy, like the guy that still takes steroids.
And likes Corvettes.
And likes Corvettes.
Yeah. So
red Corvettes.
Totally.
Pumps it up. Yeah.
So they show Peter and, you know, he's getting his hairy legs tanned and all the guys are pretending to jerk off. And then Schwartz gets in and it's like this is the part that we were referencing when he was, you know, kind of saying like, Bubba, let's just go eat. Oh, no. We're going to be good now. Like
we're going to get in shape. He needs to get in shape. He doesn't need to lose weight.
He actually needs to put on weight and then work out.
Because he doesn't have a single line. Like there's not even like the spinal like indent. Like there, it's like a flat surface. And so is his front.
And
it's
he's always wearing like a gold chain necklace on like that little concave chest, you know?
And then the arms are just flat. Like seriously, Bubba. Katie has more legit guns. And like, I'm saying like as a compliment.
Bubba, I feel so good about where we are right now. We had sex.
And I would say her legs, I'm being rare here. I'm throwing Katie compliments. Like, she definitely has more muscle definition than he does.
Yeah, I'm making fun of him more. So hopefully that's nice. Okay, so then Tom is like, can I sit on your couch, Jax? Yeah, you can. Just don't lean back because this is a really expensive $5,000.
Very expensive couch.
Couch. You know, we really took the time to decorate this flat. And so were they entertaining the idea? They're like, you know, I don't know if Lisa's going to do the wedding. And Jax is like, I could do it.
Schwartz was funny in that. He's like, that's like asking Satan to baptize your child.
Yeah.
Or Lucifer.
Yeah, that was funny. And
I know this is the previews, but it's kind of ties in. So previews, Sandoval and Jax call apparently Schwartz's brother, who apparently has a Southern accent, even though Schwartz is from Minnesota, and said they moved to Florida for college.
Well, and obviously is like pretty close with Jax and Sandoval because he's like, what's up, playa? Like, what?
Yeah. And then like, would you want to come to your brother's wedding? Like, wait, why is that even a question? Like, I said to Holly, I'm like, the only reason, like, why this isn't already like a given is he has to be deployed. Like, are they surprising him because he's deployed? Like, please tell me that's
okay,
what happens.
What could be another reason?
He's in rehab. He could still come to a wedding. Like, jail? He's in prison, maybe?
He's in law school and he could not step.
No. Prison deployment. That's pretty much it.
I mean, my family would never allow me to miss an event like that.
Maybe
like
he's in the Peace Corps, like saving someone's life.
Maybe.
But you could still fly home for that. And the fact that they would consider spending $15,000 on flowers and not $300 or $1,500 to fly his brother in.
And I feel like once again that, you know, the production got this timeline a little off. Like,
right.
Why are we asking him two weeks before? This should have been handled.
Yeah, because then it's just like, he missed his flight. I got to call Sandoval.
Yeah, I mean, I know that this wedding was put together quickly in 12 weeks, but I still feel like that's, this could have been done, asked 5 weeks ago. This could have been asked 6 weeks ago.
Well, that's kind of a key, like, initial who can come? What date works here, for everybody?
This was the other stupid.
It's your brother.
This is the other stupid scene, and now I'm jumping ahead. Sheena and Katie are having a conversation. Sheena's like, I just really like. I feel like we're just like really not connected, and I don't know what's going on. And Katie's like, well, I was wondering like how I've never really been to a wedding. I've never really done this whole wedding thing.
You're asking
what,
now.
What? How does a rehearsal dinner work? Like, does someone talk? Do we practice for, like, the wedding?
Do people cheers? Do we determine who cheers? Or do people just randomly, like...
When do we finalize the menu? should we... Should I know who has RSVP'd or...
This is 2 weeks before the wedding. Like, dude, you should have made Sheena your best friend.
Oh my God. I really think that they shot this out of order and they just figured that they could like pull one over on us real quick because we'd be so satisfied with the drag queen episode that we wouldn't question what's going on right now. But I am here to question it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We're still trying to figure out if Lisa's going to marry them.
Officiate.
We're wondering about the rehearsal dinner. We're wondering about, I mean,
if the brother's coming.
What the hell?
Come on.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Like what's next? Like what is another really important thing that they're going to not have done?
Yeah. If this brother is not deployed, I will lose my mind next week. Well, stay tuned next week because
I have a feeling.
Well, I will probably lose my mind.
I think they'll like wait until the wedding to do that because it seemed like it was a little bit of a shit show.
Yeah. They need that for the drama because all the other drama's over.
But I like how Jax like totally lost it in like a coke rage. He's like,
I need to call Tom.
And Brittany's like, calm, lower your voice. Like everyone's going to hear it. And he's like, I don't care. I need Tom.
Cinnabal.
This is serious. This is about, you know, his brother. And, you know, I was hoping that it was like they were just using brother loosely. Like, oh, his brother friend, you know.
No, because they keep referencing
it. Yeah. Okay, so, just one more thing on Stassi's date. It was semi-funny when he was like, so are you excited about Runyon Canyon? Do you like to hit that up a lot? And she's like, no, I don't like any physical activity and I prefer to just lay there.
She says, I just prefer to be sedentary. And he's like, huh, because like she like stalked him and his whole Instagram is all like active travel, like super active travel, like scuba diving, hiking, cliff, you know, jumping and climbing.
Isn't that like pretty much the point of traveling? Like she claims that she likes, you know, that type of thing, but she really also likes sleeping in her Boll & Branch sheets and Casper mattress.
After drinking a case of Cameron Hughes wine.
And
ordering
tanning in the blue booth and getting it all over all of the items we just listed.
So then, and he says what he does. And I told Holly, I'm like, well, that's everything I do. So, but she just could not understand.
Maybe our next poll question should be, what do you think is most affected by Stassi's tan? Her Boll & Branch sheets? Her, you know, and we can list all of the things that possibly are getting smudged by the tan.
The Casper mattress.
Yeah. You know, her. I'll have to come up with some other ones. Okay. So.
But she wasn't feeling him because he wasn't like.
Manly enough.
Manslaughtery enough. Murdery enough. It's so funny. We get it. You're into. Okay. I'm just over her being like, you guys don't get it. I am into murder. Okay. Holly is looking at my bookshelf right now, which spans.
Oh, my God. It's
like many decades. And in fact, she was covering a story on a missing girl. Well, actually a murdered girl. And she goes, what books do you have on murder? And I'm like,
Erica Alonzo from Orange County, Google the story, everyone.
Yeah. So Holly is trying to help and assist in promoting the resolution of this case. So she's like, what books do you have that I can study on solving murder? I'm like, take your pick, dude. I have tons.
Yeah.
So I have like pretty much every friend I know. All we do is religiously watch ID Channel. Like it's not your little kitschy thing, Stassi. Like it's everybody's thing. Heather McDonald even talks about it. We've seen her I've seen her like 3 or 4 times now. We have seen her twice in the last year, including on the Vanderpump shoot.
Yes.
She talks about it. And Keith Morrison, like, well, it was a stormy balmy night. Like everybody is into this, Stassi. It's not your funny thing. Everybody's into ghosts and aliens. Like Chad's super into Walking Dead alien shows. And I'm super
and Game
into
of Thrones
haunted
with
house.
The Khaleesi's.
We're all into haunted houses. That's why there's shows about them. That's where they're big tourist places. Because it's not just you, honey. We're all into it. So for her to be like, it's just me. I have this special thing where I just am into murder. It's like, shut up.
And she's like, I guess like anything is better than like being attracted to a bartender that steals sandwiches from gas stations or one that sold a sex tape of me.
Yeah. I mean, that's funny and that's sadly true.
But oh my God, that most awkward part that I just felt so bad for this poor guy. She is, you know, going to say her goodbye. And, you know, the poor guy's being filmed. Let's not forget that. She's used to the camera. She knows how to perform. She knows how to make the pauses in the right spots.
She ordered for him. Like, he's like, what are you thinking to drink? Like, he did ask the manly question. What would you like to drink or what are you thinking? She's like, I'm thinking wine. He's like, okay. And I think he was doing like the gentlemanly thing, like pick out what you would like.
Yeah.
And I'll share it with you. I'll do wine too.
Yeah.
But instead it comes off like totally emasculating. The waiter comes. She's like, we'll have 2 cents here. It's like, maybe he wanted red. Like I thought you were going to order a bottle and I think he probably thought you were going to pick out a bottle and he would just... But she just ordered by the glass and just assumed, like, if you're going to order by the glass, then, like, ask the guy, do you want red or white?
Yeah, I just...
Most dudes would say red.
Yeah, I just felt like any time that she was making it look like he was being awkward or not manly was him trying to take a lead from her and, like, help me out. I don't know what we're doing filming here.
Yeah, this is awkward.
He looked very calm. I give him credit for that. My face would have been red and I would have been sweating. He was calm.
Yeah.
He didn't handle her manly enough. Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But the worst part was when he goes to say goodnight to her and, you know, he probably was like, okay, shit. Like, do I kiss her on the cheek? Do I say thank you? What do I do? She gives him, like, this awkward side hug and then was like, thanks.
And like she does baby talk. She does, thank you so much. And then she does what you say.
She did the Kristen Doty shoulder move where the shoulder goes all the way up to her head, like almost giving her a concussion. And she like tries to like cutesy walk away.
And like the half turn back.
And he's like, wow, like that. Thank you so much for that shoulder shrug. Like that totally made it worth me paying for you.
I never would have called that out. But we're watching it live and Holly goes, oh my God. Oh my God. She just did the Kristen. And I was like, wait, what? And she didn't even answer me. I'm like, oh, wait, the shoulder, because it was a total Doty mannerism.
Totally.
And like, you didn't even have to explain it. It didn't jump out to me. But once you said it, I was like, oh my God, that is what she does. She does the little shoulder shrug with a half look back and like a and then she did the baby talk like, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. And I felt like she almost baby talked us when we met her. Remember, like that might just be her super uncomfortable voice where she wants to meet her fans, but she's also awkward to where she doesn't.
Yeah, but when we were talking about like Southern Charm, she was like a normal voice because she was like, it's what she knew about.
Yeah.
And could talk about. So she's like, I know, right? Like Catherine and da da da. Like and that was normal.
Yeah.
But then she was like, yeah, like, oh, what are your names? And,
yeah. I mean, like when we first approached her, it was kind of that same, like, thanks so much. Like, thanks.
That's true.
Yeah.
It took a while. I think actually we had to bring up Southern Charm.
Yeah. Yeah. That helped because then she's like, okay, cool. We can talk. But that didn't help with Sheena because Sheena was not able to pipe in, which we have a friend who couldn't pipe in.
Sheena was very vocal when she was our waitress. She was very normal and real and like approachable and
like
relatable.
What I wonder what we could have done differently with Sheena in that moment, like maybe break off one of us, talk to Stassi, one to Sheena, and we could have been like, Sheena, can you give us some Snapchat
tips? We started talking to her. We didn't even know Stassi was sitting there.
Yeah,
but she just wasn't like, she was just kind of like, you know what I mean, who knows what was going through her mind at that time. Maybe it was the beginning of the end. Who knew?
I mean, that's what I said, that she had that. She had a breakup look on her face. Yeah, a pained,
you did say
pained
that.
Look.
I remember that.
Yes. Okay. So the next scene, we are at Katie and Tom's apartment. And this is the, you know, the no summer body scene when they order their Postmates and, you know, we already talked about what they're eating and everything. But Katie is showing Tom the pig on the table that they're going to use for the photo shoot. And Tom is just like not comfortable with it. So he takes one of their tea towels and lays it over the eyes so the pig can't watch them eat their summer body meal. Yeah. That was strange.
Yeah. I think Kate Casey posted about that.
You know,
finally used for the tea towel. See, Schwartz, it was worth the $18 a pop.
But like, so I would just like to point out though that it was folded kind of like a blindfold, like he folded it long ways.
Yeah.
And you know, you could see all of the words perfectly. It should not be folded like that. They printed it so dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. So where was I going with this?
Well, we kind of like already touched on Sheena being emotional and real and Katie just like being like she would have liked to have been involved. And we touched on T. Sandy's up in modeling for 20 years. What we didn't touch on is Brittany drinking milk and Jax reprimanding her for it.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. So she's like, I love milk. And he's like, well, it's not healthy for you. And she's like, yes, it is.
It's milk, baby.
She's like, haven't you seen every single milk ad? That like, that is what I aspired to
like
do.
Jennifer Aniston has a milk mustache and she is like fine as fit as fuck.
I mean, Jax, where I'm from, those are like, you know, the prized possession of our town.
Those are fighting words. Milk ain't healthy for you.
Yeah.
Fighting words.
I hung up all of those posters around for my G.I. Joe and Hose party. But I actually do kind of agree with Jax on the milk comment. He must have read Skinny Bitch because that changed my view on milk. I did. Okay, so everyone's rolling up for this photo shoot, and I thought it was so funny. Like, T. Sandy rolls in, and Lisa is, you know, like running around like a mad woman, like telling everyone what to do. And he's like, hi, Lisa. And he's like, look at all the stuff that I brought. Look at, I came so prepared. Like, he's like such a little like, look at me, you know, like that. He wants like a star.
His talents are wasted. Like, she is right on point with what she probably wants to do with him, because he's just, he needs a purpose.
Yeah. And he needs a project. He loves a project. Like, he, you know, I think he, every time he's given an assignment, he goes above and beyond, which is like, what you want out of an employee.
Jack says, like, that's his shtick. But I mean, he takes it so seriously, and it's a craft for him.
Yeah.
And it is definitely, because Jax will only make a vodka cranberry. But so we really appreciate that.
Yeah. But I feel like with someone like that, he will be successful in whatever he does, yeah, because that's how he is.
He'll tackle
with
it.
With Jax, where have we seen him do anything right?
Right.
I can't think of one example. The one example that he even gave tonight on Watch What Happens Live is having Brittany as a girlfriend. I wouldn't really say that
his proudest moment
on the show.
Life. Like, his most regrettable was like stealing. Okay, commendable. Your proudest moment. I mean, that's sweet, but like, you know,
I almost,
it actually is.
Yeah, that's the sad thing. And that's where I think it's a little strange that he's throwing stones. Not he probably wouldn't call it throwing stones at Sandoval, but I kind of saw it as, I don't know, I just thought it was like a little obnoxious that he was saying that.
Oh, yeah, it was shady.
Yeah. So, okay, so they're all
It was like him. Okay, so he was on, okay, Jax said I'm so over podcasts, dude. Yet he continues to do them only if they're his buddies. But he went off to talk about...
And only if it's his narrative.
Yeah. So he went off to talk about how stupid and dumb Raquel, James Kennedy's girlfriend, is. It's like, okay.
And not just... He didn't just say stupid. He took it like...
Dumb, box rocks.
Like, one marble in her head rolling around.
Yeah.
Like, just really rude. And I really doubt that Raquel has ever done anything to him to warrant that.
Right.
Just like Brittany's never done anything. Would he appreciate someone saying something to her?
And the thing is like, he's the one that... he's like, when everyone ripped on George W. Bush for always getting words and phrases wrong, like... Yeah, and Trump too. Jack says it to like the 10th degree, not the 9th, the 10th. Yes, I said that on purpose. Not trying to be a Jaxism. But he'll be like, yeah, the interior motives.
Let's take a long walk off of a short bridge.
Off the right.
Dumb.
He's just, and Sandoval got the t-shirts, the sun's out, dumb's out. And he laughed and he agrees. And it's like, yes, you are. It's, you know what? If you think she's dumb, whatever, but you are not the person to call her out on that. Okay.
I also,
if she is a pageant girl, they do have to know their shit. And they do have to know how to pronounce words and phrases correctly. It doesn't always happen, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, I just feel like he expects everyone to kind of always, you know, have the same opinion as him. And if someone expresses a different opinion, he's very rude. But no one else can have a different opinion. It's a little annoying.
If I said, actually, you know, Raquel's really smart. She was valedictorian. Fuck you, you hater.
Yeah, blah. Get off my page. Yeah, go say that somewhere else.
No, it's just stupid, but whatever.
Yeah, so next we have, so they're all getting ready for their photo shoot, and Kristen and Stassi are once again day drinking, and but they're hungover, and Kristen orders an Arnold Palmer with vodka, and Stassi thinks that's just like the best idea ever, which is a step up from her ordering like Jaeger bombs. Like, what?
Yeah,
they're like, really okay. Like behind in their drinks. It's strange.
So I've definitely I've specifically did this at the Orange County Airport. Like, I think we went out or something, and then whatever, I went out after that. But I literally have been at the airport cafe and ordered a water, a Sprite, and an iced tea. Never liquor. I am never a day two-er. I cannot do two days in a row. Never been able to my whole life. I've tried. It doesn't work. But water to rehydrate, Sprite to settle my stomach, and iced tea for the caffeine to shrink my headache. Because you can't do coffee, because when you drink in excess, alcohol raises your blood temperature, so you're already hot. So I know everybody drinks coffee. For me, it's the opposite. If I attempt or try to drink coffee, I like get really hot, nauseous, sick. Ugh. So iced tea is key. On my best hangover days in my 20s, I would order like 8 ice. You know, you go to a restaurant where their policy is you have to keep refilling someone's drink constantly, no matter if it's your table or not. It's like the restaurant policy. So I would literally go through 8 to 9 iced teas.
Dang.
This is when Julia was a waitress. So I'd go to her restaurant and I would be like, another one. So I would go through like 8 to 9 iced teas.
She was a waitress?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like she...
A lot. Actually, even here, Chili's on Beach Boulevard.
No.
By Warner.
No.
Yeah. That's... Yeah.
Oh my God, there's some trivia. God.
And that's where she met Prison Susan in Washington. They worked at the lobster shop together. But she worked at this place called Milestones, which is kind of like a cheesecake factory.
Yeah.
And so I would go there all the time on a hangover because she'd be working and I'd be like, I need as many iced teas as possible. But no, in Orange County, I'm like, I need water for hydration, iced tea for caffeine, and Sprite for stomach settling.
Yeah.
But Stassi and Kristen they ordered in triples, but they ordered cocktail, water, and iced tea.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Ugh. I mean, yeah, I agree also. Like, you can't, I can never do like a day two thing. And I'm even going to take it a step further and gnarlier. But like, also like drug use, I could never do drug use 2 days in a row. Like, if I was like, you know, doing a little jaxing, I could never do like day two, because it's like it just it doesn't get you high again, and then you just feel like more shitty. You need to wait a day, recover, sleep, and then possibly you can do it again.
I think that's why he looks the way he looks. Like,
I think so too.
I mean, who does that at 36, 37, 38 years old? Like, ew, gross.
I think that, I mean, from what they have talked about, I think their schedule is quite grueling for them, you know, and so I think that is how they think that they turn it on, like that. Let's bring the drama. Snort, snort.
I mean, everyone on social media talks about, even podcasts and everything. They're like, oh, well, it was very clear and evident and blah, 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 like insider gossip, whatever, that they were all doing drugs. I'm like, I don't know what drugs they were doing. I mean, I guess I could pinpoint a few just based on their, like, yeah, I just.
Yeah.
It's just kind of sad that that's what you're doing.
Yeah, it is.
But I did like on something I heard, they were like, no, never, ever, ever again. We do not recommend a joint bachelorette party. I mean, certainly not for this kind of group.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like a chill, mellow, like, hey, let's all go wine tasting kind of like group.
Yeah.
Do that. Or let's like, you know, rent a Tuscan villa and have a cellar dinner and a joint, like whatever.
Yeah.
But this kind of group, yeah, they should have never done this.
No, no.
But it all came down to trust.
Yeah.
Katie did not trust him to let him go on his own.
Or I feel like I could have maybe dealt with this if they had aired it sooner, but because they dragged it out and now we're told that we have 2 weeks, it's too unresolved still for me. Like I'm not willing to get on board and cry at the wedding in 2 weeks because they waited too long. I'm not happy. I just saw the shit show.
Yeah. And did you see Kris Jenner wearing Katie's wedding dress? Even though it said it was a different designer, I mean,
did you hear that podcast where Stassi said that she didn't see the dress? She's like, "Oh, I didn't see what she was wearing." You didn't see that she was wearing the freaking very similar dress that Katie wore.
Oh, yeah. She said she didn't see Kris Jenner.
Yeah, but she was talking about the Fashion Police. That's strange.
And that she wants to be on Fashion Police.
Yeah, but she didn't see Kris Jenner.
Oh, come on. Like, I don't ever watch this shit. I don't tape this shit. I saw it too.
And
I saw it like live and I don't ever.
Well, I have to say that's because we're like Twitter crazy now.
No, I actually saw it on the TV.
I did too.
I wasn't even online.
I know.
I was taking a social media break. It was really nice and quiet and was like, oh, and I was actually watching a really good Lifetime movie and I was like, oh, fuck, the Oscars are on. I guess I should watch this. And then I turned it on. It was like, that's what I saw. So I didn't even see it and I still saw it.
Well, I have to say the only reason I tuned into it is my mother-in-law sent me a text and said, oh my God, Kris Jenner looks freaking horrible. Hurry, look. And I turned it on and I actually responded to her.
Just like Katie.
I responded to her and I said, oh, I don't think she looks that bad. And she said she changed dresses. So apparently before that dress, she was wearing something else.
Before the Katie dress or after?
She changed into the Katie dress. So before she was wearing another, but she didn't like her hair. And I thought her hair looked just how it always does.
I mean, yeah. Like
what can they do with it? Mohawk it? I
wasn't like, oh my God. I was just like, I just was laughing. I'm like, that fucking looks like Katie's dress.
Yeah.
But it said it was like a different designer than I think Katie's was, Zoo hair.
I've seen Katie's look around a lot. Like it's very,
it was just very,
it was funny.
Reminiscent and similar. And it's funny that this like 65-year-old woman is wearing the same dress as like, you know, the V pump, whatever. But speaking of Fashion Police, it's kind of interesting. So we were talking about this a little bit earlier.
Yes.
So on Stassi's podcast, and I think I got to start tuning out because I'm really bored. First of all, it's mostly ads, but I know how to fast forward through the ads and I'm still bored. And I'm just like, this is just vapid and not interesting.
I'm not bored. It's more like it's
I'm
too
not
much. It's too much. Like we're seeing her on Instagram. We see her on Twitter. We see her on Snapchat.
Overexposed.
And then it's like we're watching this show and it's like, I can't have it.
And maybe that's why I'm bored is because I've already seen it on Instagram and Twitter that I'm overexposed.
And then
like she is.
Every blogger writes an article about her podcast.
Right. So this, if you're on Twitter, like this reality tea, I get suckered in all the time. I'm no longer getting suckered in because it's like, ooh, Stassi's new boyfriend. Well, it's fucking Stephen McGee from Summer House. He's gay. And it's like, ooh.
Her New York boyfriend.
I told Holly tonight, Stassi has a new spinoff show. I'm like, well, I could see that working more than Jackson Brittany. So I click on it. Oh, her spinoff show. She's on Tyler Henry Medium. Like, okay, so she has a 10-minute snippet of him reading her. Like, that's not a spinoff show. And then so
I literally feel like I can already like reenact what's going to happen on that show. She's gonna be like, oh, my God, no way. No,
right.
No. Like he's going to think it's going to be something into her past, like with her grandma or something, or how she really was a princess. You know, it's going to be some bullshit. But And actually, on this particular podcast, Stassi has found herself in some hot water. She kind of got into a little bit of a race debate. She, you know, was talking about the Oscars and she, you know, mentioned that she was fed up with, you know, racism and how it's handled. And she really, she didn't really have any valid points. She just word vomited it out. I definitely don't think she thought about it before she said it, because there was no, what she was saying made no sense.
But like, she also did say, I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but I'm just going to say it.
Right. Which I appreciate that she feels like she can speak her mind. I'm glad that she thinks, you know, I hope everyone can speak their mind, but it just came off kind of like just,
yes.
If she was going to, you know, go there, because a lot of people are upset. People have asked for her to apologize. They're tweeting at Andy. I bet she wishes that she would have thought about it and said it differently than the way she did, because it was so nonchalant and kind of like, it's just annoying. You know, well, it's like, I don't think that's what she meant.
She really undermined the point, or undermined, no, I sound like Jax. But like, so I get her point. She's like, I'm tired of every movie having to have an important message. Can't I just be entertained? And if they entertain me well, that should deserve an award. But at the same time, she's trying to compare like Bridesmaids to Schindler's List.
Right.
And so, I mean, Lala, they're both amazing films. That's even a really bad comparison movie to movie, but her description of it, because she never saw Moonlight, she's just assuming it's a message movie over an entertainment movie. And when she said this, she's like, I'm sure I'm going to get some hate on this.
Well, then she even went further by saying, because it was picture of the year, right? So she was like, the overall beautiful scheme of it. You know, so she kind of painted a picture that La La Land was just this beautiful masterpiece, and the other what definitely fell short of that, which without seeing it, that is a bold, horrible statement.
That's called best cinematography then.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then she said, she was talking about people that were going to hate on her, saying, I know people are going to like tweet back at me and be like, ooh, white privilege. You don't get it because you're white privilege, which, okay, valid point. But the way she delivered that, and she made fun of white privilege and like just demeaned it, like, oh, come on. This is just a little label you guys are putting on us. Like,
yeah, it was
really demeaning how she like kind of shrunk people that would say, yes, I get that you're trying to jump the shark here on people trying to label you as white privilege. I get you're trying to beat them to the punch.
She didn't do anything to help herself by being like, you know, this is how I feel and this is what I do to support, you know, all of my, like, it was just like, I'm sure she regrets what she said, and I'm hope that she's going to say something to address it, because some, like, a lot of her fans are, you know, have said, you really alienated a lot of us, and we just, please say something, and Andy, please address this, and it's been like crickets.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Yeah. So we're waiting to see what's going on with that. Okay. So
because she didn't say it on TV, she said it on her podcast. So most of the people that listen to her podcast like her. Probably haters don't listen to her podcast. They watch the show, but they don't listen to her podcast.
Right. Well, yeah. I was just cringing. Like when she kept, like she just, it just, it kept getting worse
you're
and
just
worse.
Like in slow-mo going, no.
Yeah. Yeah. No, 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 no.
Slow
like,
down.
Yeah. I just don't think she thought about it before she said it. Just like I also don't think that she thought about saying that she didn't know anyone who could possibly do fashion police other than herself.
Oh my God.
That was really awkward.
And she insulted like two of her best friends.
Yeah.
So basically, like, she has spent the last year with Rachel O'Brien and gotten very close with Annabelle's deceased dog. Annabelle wrote for Fashion Police, wrote for Joan Rivers.
Yeah. Who she says that she, you know, was like one of her major idols. And didn't even mention Annabelle. I thought that was freaking crazy.
And then Rachel is a comedian. And then I've listened to her podcast. I didn't realize this because we saw Rachel open up for Heather McDonald a few times. And she comes off as this like homesy girl, like, oh, shucks, I'm just in jeans and a t-shirt because I'm just a comedian.
Kind of like, she's like, hey guys, like I work at TGI Fridays and I play on the restaurant softball team with everybody. I'm just, you know,
yeah,
I'm that type of girl.
I'm that average girl, which I can appreciate. But since I've actually listened to her podcast, I dislike her because she's very fake and very false because she's very, designer. My mother raised me this way. She's horrified when people thought I was like a truck driver type girl and I didn't they didn't peg me for having the, like, oh, I didn't think you'd be a girl that was into handbags. She was horrified by that comment and her mother was horrified by that comment. I would actually personally take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
But she, okay, so long story short, Stassi and Rachel have become best friends. Rachel is always the person in Vanderpump Rules that is there. She was there when Stassi was crying in the bathroom in a child's pose.
That was pretty much her premiere.
That was Rachel.
Episode.
And then she was in New Orleans. She's in the bridal party.
Her and Stassi get lost on the way to Katie's wedding.
They just never mic her. So she's this comedian. So, and she's actually somewhat successful. She's done a USO tour. She's gone to like freaking, I think, Afghanistan and Bosnia, Croatia.
Yeah.
So she's done some legit things.
She works a lot. Like I have to give her that on the comedy stuff.
She's working. Like,
right.
Whether
right.
or not we find her funny, whatever. We're not going to be Ariana. Like, she's the one that Ariana said, I don't find her that funny. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She's that girl. Her and Stassi are like BFFs right now because they're both single. They're both super into designer clothes and designer bags, super into their looks.
Their apartments.
They podcast together back to back. And so Stassi said, and then the other friend is Annabelle, who wrote jokes for Fashion Police, who's also into designer everything.
Yeah.
She had a pink Hummer.
Yes.
In high school to copy Paris Hilton because both Rachel and Annabelle like have filthy rich parents that they live off of, which they say themselves. We're not ripping on them. They talk about it on their podcast.
Yes.
So they're all into designer clothes, into Fashion Police. Annabelle has actually legit written for Fashion Police and Joan Rivers. And Stassi says on her podcast how she needs to be on Fashion Police. And she tells Stephen McGee from Summer House, you could be the Brad Goreski. Like, you're as funny as him.
Yeah,
you know style. Like, first of all, I know you, Holly, have not watched Summer House. Like, Stephen is like a mess. Like, I would not ever take fashion advice from
really?
Him.
Really?
No. But Stassi actually says, I just wish there was someone like me.
That was funny.
That was funny and fashionable. But there isn't. And
there's
that's
not
why
one person.
There's not one person. And that's why I need to be it. Okay. You're two of your closest friends. Both are stand-up comedians. Both are designer fashion whores.
Both have written for shows.
Both have written for shows, including Fashion Police.
Something that Stassi's never done.
Like, Annabelle and Rachel, how are you not fucking offended and shaded by that?
I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were.
Oh my God, gross.
Yeah, I'm sure they were. I was just like, ooh.
So,
it was hard.
As much as we want to come around to Stassi's side, and yeah, Stassi makes this show and blah, blah, blah. It really is. Think about it, girls and guys. Like, it really does come down to her. It's never going to be about you, your friendship. Her needs will always come first.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's just how she is. So, anyways, at the end of this episode, after the photo shoot, Katie and Tom head on over to Pump to meet up with Lisa because right after the photo shoot, Lisa has to go and go check on her other restaurant because she's so busy. And she sits down with them for a second and everyone's in full makeup. And for the first time, everyone looks really, really good. And Lisa even says, like, wow, Katie, you look gorgeous. And she did. I mean, her hair was amazing. Her makeup, whoa, she looked really good.
Yeah, Katie, I think you look good too. So see, we're willing to.
Yeah. And this was like a super cute scene. Lisa agrees to marry them. She sees that, you know, their interactions are different with each other. They're softer with each other. You know, the 2-week time period really paid off. Has it even been 2 weeks?
No, I feel like it's been a week.
It was
a couple days.
Yeah, a couple days. They really worked on it. They dug deep.
Yeah.
So
good hour or two session.
Yeah. So that was pretty much it. But in the coming attractions, we have Lala.
Well, we had T. Sandy working out and Ariana getting naked with her amazing butt. So, you know, that worked. And
yeah.
Actually, the photo, once they showed it, it's like, he looked jacked.
Yeah.
Like, way, not jaxed, jacked.
Yeah.
Like, he looked like way bigger and toned and fit. Like, it was a really good shot. Like, good job, photographer.
Well, I really think that he has worked really hard on his body, because I feel like he was just as thin as Schwartz, and I feel like he bulked up a little bit and then worked it out.
It,
and
he's just very toned sculpted. And cut.
Yeah.
Sculpted.
Yeah.
Cut. And Ariana, like, oh, mad props. Like, We already know this from the pool party.
Like, just no water weight whatsoever. Just complete lean and like...
still a nice butt and, you know.
Yeah. Flawless skin, hair. Just, yeah. She looked great. So anyways, in the coming attractions, we see, you know, Miss Kent show up. And, you know, Lisa is, you know, she's like, you know, what happened? And Lala breaks down and says that she has anxiety and this one of her weaknesses to, you know, to flee away, which I felt like this statement that she made to Lisa, first of all, she has said it already. Second of all, it's very similar to Stassi has said this before as well. But I actually believe her. I believe her
because actually every time everyone's left wondering, like she just leaves them hanging, like. She just freaks out and shuts off her phone and shuts off social media. Like, I get it. Like, I think
too.
It's real.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
Like, on the flip side, she has to put on such a tough front.
Yeah.
But when it really gets to her, like, it's like, oh, she just can't even. She always goes to her mom, which is really cool.
Yeah. And you know? I can't imagine what it's really like to get that many, you know, email messages, tweets, this, that. I mean, I'm sure it is like, think about it, like every publication trying to reach out to you, your manager looking for you, Lisa's looking for you, your friends are looking for you. It's like, dude, I'm sure it's a lot.
And
she's young.
And when you're not being paid or considered a full castmate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, okay. I'm going to go ahead.
Stassi had a meltdown too, because Stassi got a lot of hate and she had a meltdown. She didn't know what to podcast about. Oh, poor thing. But you still had sponsors, but you were still getting a fat paycheck, whereas Lala was not, because she wasn't considered a full castmate, even though the whole season was basically about her.
Yeah. Okay. And also in the coming attractions, we see Stassi doing a photo shoot. You know, it's like, I feel like anytime like a girl goes through like a gnarly breakup, they're like, you know what? I'm going to do something for me. This is for me. I'm going to do a sexy photo shoot just for me. Fuck it. And that's totally what she's doing. I'm going to wait to comment on what I see, but what I saw was a lot. And
oh, yeah.
The body stocking, I'm just not sure.
It didn't seem like a good choice.
Maybe when the photo comes back, like when we see the print version, it's going to be amazing. But I'm having a hard time seeing the vision right now.
I feel like a Kim Kardashian champagne glass on the butt.
Right. Yeah.
Paper magazine.
Something like that. Yeah. And then we talked about this, but okay. Well, James and Raquel also, he's talking to her parents and he, you know, confesses to them that actually I'm not working at Sir. You know, but a lot of things, you know, have really, you know, changed
because of your daughter.
And he's like crying kind of. And Raquel's like, oh, baby. And then Tom and Jax talk about, you know, they call Schwartz's brother to see if he can come to the wedding, which was like the weirdest scene. That's the mystery of the week for me.
Yeah, for sure.
And then he misses his flight and that was it. And then Watch What Happens Live. We kind of covered that as well.
Yeah. So I think we're good. Like, you'll post the polls later.
Yes.
We had some questions that came in. We'll keep them. You know, some of them are kind of like general that we can talk about next week because I know we've gone long.
Yeah,
because one of the questions was something we already talked about iHeartRadio Awards.
Okay.
Someone said, did you see that on Twitter that blah, 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 all right. The girls and didn't yeah. reach, you know. So tweet us and email us and post us, DM us, whatever, more questions, concerns, feedback, both good and bad. We'd rather you tell us personally because we'll try to improve. We will listen to you and we will try to, you know, do more of this or less of that.
And I just want to say something really quick. You guys, we aren't comedians either. I know some people have complained, like, they're not even funny. Like, dude, we are just two fans that are recapping the show. And we, so sorry yeah. that we aren't funny.
We're not trying to use this as a platform to get to the Comedy Store or the Improv or whatever.
No, we would never. We know that people take sketch comedy really seriously.
Right.
So we would take a class or something first.
We wouldn't just jump into it like Kristen.
Yeah, no, we would not. And also, we are hoping to, we're going to go visit, Sir, give that another shot. See what we can see. Since we are local, we feel like we owe that to you guys to go.
Sandoval made a real strong point on social media Saturday night. Like, hey everyone, I'm working. Like he was like begging for it. And we're like, yeah, well, we just weren't feeling it. But, you know, we'll try to make more of an effort to do things like that.
Yeah, so or if you guys hear of something that's going on in California with the cast, tweet at us so we can know about it because we will go.
We'll love, fresh encounters, fresh
yes
gossip, whatever it is.
Yes. So thank you again so much for listening. You guys make this so much fun for us. And we feel like we have like a whole community watching with us.
Yeah. And do what Holly said. Well, yeah, it's frowned upon. But like, yeah, we want to like thank you for rating us.
Yes. Well, yeah. Giving us a review.
We're going to figure out something that's like appropriate.
Yeah.
So rate us if you want to email us or Twitter or Instagram. Again, Twitter is VPR Party Podcast.
Yes.
Instagram, Vanderpump Rules Party.
Yes.
Email VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. And telephone 805-VANDER-8.
Woo!
So thank you guys.
Thanks, pumpers. We will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.